Happy Friday. It's time for the EntertainmentEarth.com podcast. I am your host, Adam Paulus. It is Friday, May 15th, 2009, meaning that for a lot of you, school is out. And, of course, for some others, school has been out for many years. So, yeah, good times. So what do we got this week for you? We got movies, we got TV, we got toys, we got video games. Basically, it's the same as always. So let's get started with movies. The top five movies at the box office last weekend are Star Trek with $75.2 million, X-Men Origins Wolverine with $26.4 million, The Ghosts of Girlfriends Past with $10.3 million, Obsessed with $6.6 million, and 17 Again with $4.2 million. This week, who will be number one? Well, the new movies include Angels and Demons, Summer Hours, Brothers Bloom, Management, Not Forgotten, and even more movies in limited release that probably aren't coming to your town. In other show business news, the head of the Miss California USA pageant quit. Wait, what? That shouldn't be in here. Martin Scorsese has the rights for directing a Frank Sinatra biofilm for Universal. Previously, it was Brett Ratner. After losing Disney, McDonald's signed a promotional deal with 20th Century Fox, one of the first films in this deal. Night at the Museum 2. I'm old. TV news. Lost, 30 Rock, The Office, Parks and Recreation, SNL, and a bunch of other shows are done for the summer this week. So if you haven't seen the episode that's new yet, might want to catch it on Hulu or whatever before someone basically ruins the last new episode for you until October. Transformers Animated and American Idol will be done shortly. At least the world still has Charm School with Ricky Lake. Sarah Connor Chronicles Season 2 and Dollhouse Season 1 DVD and Blu-rays have been confirmed. Both are expected to be in stores sometime in or after July. Okay, now we got toys. Yes, toys! Transformers! The exclusive Ramjet and Skywarp movie figures are starting to hit Walmarts for about $30 a whack. I haven't seen them yet. They're in Revenge of the Fallen packaging and are repaints of Starscream and Thundercracker from the first film. SGCollect.com has confirmed that they, or someone, is doing an unlicensed transforming model kit of Drift, the Autobot character from the recent IDW All Hail Megatron comic book series. It's expected to be around $100 to start with, and who knows what it'll go for in the secondary market after it sells out. G.I. Joe, it has been revealed that Hasbro's Comic-Con exclusive Destro will be awesome. You get two Destro figures in a big box, which have incredible detail and some of Hasbro's best likenesses ever. It looks just like Doctor Who, and the suit's really good, too. I'm not exaggerating here. This is really stunning. If you can check it out on your favorite G.I. Joe collecting fan site, I hope you will be impressed, too. I already don't plan on liking the movie, but I like the figure enough to maybe buy it. I don't know. LEGO. DK Publishing has a license to produce LEGO books, and now they're expanding to include LEGO books with LEGO bricks. They're going to do two sets like this. One includes Pirates, one has Castle. You can get either of them on EntertainmentEarth.com for pre-order right now. And each set has two figures and a bunch of stuff to build stuff. I'm impressed. MMA, Mixed Martial Arts fans, the next series of figures from Round 5 will include, I'm probably mispronouncing these, Kung Lee, Dan Henderson, Fedor Emelianenko, Gina Carano, Matt Serra, Mauricio Rua. And again, these will be out in August, and we have them at Entertainment Earth. New at Entertainment Earth! Free shipping continues! Yes, that's right, you heard right! You can get free shipping at EntertainmentEarth.com right now for in-stock merchandise only. So if you want Joker Squad, if you want some of our great exclusives, if you want Star Trek movie stuff, we have it. And we're only going to have it for a little while, so you might want to take advantage of that free shipping offer before it expires on May 31st. We've also added a ton of new items, including over 100 high-end plush items from Steiff, including a life-size rooster and chicken, a life-size lion, and more. It takes a tough man to make a tender chicken. Also, we've added thrilling, exciting, amazing anime girls galore, and tons of other stuff. If you want a Nightmare Before Christmas Scrabble with glow-in-the-dark pieces, we have it. If you want new versions of Uno, including Star Trek, we've got that too. Check all this amazing stuff out, and don't forget free shipping and in-stock merchandise only at EntertainmentEarth.com right now. In the interests of your continued listenership and making sure we have access to what you want, I am going to be spinning off the video game segment into its own show starting this week. So if you want to catch that, just go to iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use and grab it, and you will have it shortly, because we're trying to keep these down to a more manageable amount. I like a long podcast as much as the next guy, but a lot of the podcasts I listen to are starting to get to the neighborhood of an hour, 2 hours. It's too long. So we're going to try to do what we can to get you as much information as quickly as possible. Other news, let's see, what do we have today? I think Zodak is going up for pre-order on MattyCollector.com today from the Masters of the Universe line. Let me double-check that, and while I'm typing that, I can tell you all about Twitter. EntertainmentEarth.com is on Twitter, on EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. You can also follow us, let me see, oh, it is Zodak, indeed, and it goes on sale. Oh, it's not today, it's Monday, apparently. So, yeah, that's too bad. Maybe you'll just have to do it next week. So anyway, yes, Twitter. Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter and Earth. You can also follow Geek Girl Diva. She works for us, too. That's all one word, Geek Girl Diva, on Twitter. She updates a lot more than I do as Into Earth. So if you want more and more and more, that is who you want, because she has a lot of interesting stuff, while I will mostly try to sell you things. So that she gets to be the fun one. So, but it's good. Anyway, what else do we have? We're on Facebook, we're on MySpace, and we have a blog. I am writing for that blog on blog.entertainmentearth.com. Features include, I'm doing a Q&A column, so you can send me any questions you have about collectibles or toys or whatever, and if I can answer it, I will in our new weekly column, or at least it's going to be weekly as long as there are questions. And where do I want to finish this up? That sounds like a good place. Don't forget, you can email me anytime you want, adam.paulus@gmail.com, adam.paulus@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on MySpace, and feel free to order something, because it'll make you feel good. Really, it will. Go ahead and try it. See if you don't believe me, I think you should give it a shot. I will be back next week with even more thrilling, exciting, fun, possibly sexy news. So, see you then.